Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Mark Grody is going to be on the show tomorrow. Jim Gray is going to be on the show tomorrow. And Jim Gray is going to be doing pre and post on the call tonight on Westwood One. He's got a book out, and I want to ask him questions about all sorts of stuff, especially his interviews inside the ring where boxers want to beat him up because they've just lost fights.
Now it's time to head courtside for Westwood One's exclusive coverage of the NCAA tournament.
Yes, that guy with the voice. He's also, he's not on the show tomorrow, although maybe he is. Spiegel and Parkins are on the microphone from now until 6 o'clock. Hello, men.
What's up, Lawrence? How's it going, buddy? Spiegs, hello.
Things are good.
Hello, hello. So that guy with that voice, that's like, you know, the inner world guy. This, he eats that guy for breakfast.
There's no doubt. We were joking about it on the air. Me and Bernstein got into a whole thing where we messed up our voices last week going, and now on Westwood One, here's Scott Graham.
You could argue that anytime you have to try that hard to bring something drama, that it's probably not packing that level of drama.
A lot
gotta
of
work
times
that hard to get it done.
A lot of times that is followed with tonight. Jacksonville.
Right.
In an takes AFC on Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But that's not the case tonight. We got hot Rock'em Sock'em Monday Night Football must win Matt Nagy action, and they're laser focused. Right, Danny? You know?
Oh, I Come see on. What you did there with the laser
not?
Pun. We have a lot of fun with that name coming up. Tanny's got a laser open.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite scenes from Dodgeball involves the mention of a laser.
So and blazer and tasers and all types of hazers.
Exactly. So we certainly don't have to take this seriously. So we're going to have fun with that. Poll question that I put out at the Parkins Show on Twitter. If the Bears offense looks much better tonight against the Vikings, your reaction will be, like, you'll think more of Matt Nagy, less of Matt Nagy, the Vikings stink. Like, if you had to put your – and I know it can be a combination thereof, but, like, if you had to characterize yourself as one of the three, how would you feel if the Bears offense looks much better tonight with Bill Lazor calling plays?
I was saying it as you guys are dialing in. I would think more of him. I actually think that this is a ballsy move by him at a desperate moment for the franchise, and I give him credit for that. Like, that's – I was not expecting him to give up play calling, and I give him credit. And I do wonder if it's going to make him a better game manager, because there are times when I go, he doesn't understand what's happening with the clock, or he doesn't have a good grasp of what's going on his sideline. That now I think we're going to get a chance to see him do some more of that. So I would be in the category of I will think more of him because I already think more of him for giving it up.
Well, that's interesting because I get that angle completely, and I agree with that in terms of as a leader. You know, we've talked about this a lot, whether it was about Joe Madden or something else. It's like going ahead and admitting your faults and being selfless about it, being human about it, and letting somebody else try something if need be. That only engenders more respect, not less, from your guys and from others, I truly believe. But as an offensive coordinator, to Danny, where I think you're going with this, man, if I see like a bunch of plays that look alike and that work because one sets up the other with some kind of, I don't know, pattern or predictability that makes it makes an offense function better, and I see this woebegone offensive line actually perform okay because they're schemed better, or Darnell Mooney finally have his big night, those kind of things, I will think less of Matt Nagy play caller and game planner if I see great things from Bill Lazor's offense tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's no wrong answer, but I do think that that's the story of the game. So I want to spend some time, like we always talk about, like don't Monday morning quarterback everything. I kind of want to first guess it and run through some of those permutations today, because it's funny, like Lawrence, you said, think more of Matt Nagy, and there's a lot of really good CEO coaches in the NFL, right? Mike Tomlin, Pete Carroll, John Harbaugh. Some of the best coaches do not call plays. Then Spiegs, I think your point's totally reasonable. But, like, hold on. They hired him to do the offense, and now some guy who did it for Cincinnati, and was, like, a league average, right? They had the 18th-ranked offense in the NFL. All of a sudden, they're better because of him. That makes me think less of Matt Nagy. But also, it just could be, man, anybody would do well against the Vikings. They've started 8 different dudes at cornerback this year. You're playing at home. Your offensive line's a little bit healthier. You brought up Lamar Miller. But you know what I mean? It could just be a product of anything would be better. And, of course, it's also door number 4 is still possible that the Bears' offense sucks. Like, it is still possible that they struggle again, and it's immaterial who is calling the plays.
But see, Danny, that's the thing, though, for me. That's why I think it takes a lot of balls. Because if they do stink, If everything that is surrounding this offense doesn't look better, then Matt Nagy has failed on a lot of levels. And then you can look at it and go, we should probably start getting that list of coaches together because his offense doesn't work.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who's calling his plays. That would then the threat level of him being the head coach would be raised for me because his offense doesn't work. Even in its conception, it doesn't work. And it didn't matter who was calling the plays. I'm hoping that what we see is he's been too close and too married to it. I understand the personnel limitations. Like, I'm not trying to ignore those. I'm just saying that with a fresh pair of eyes, there are things that you can see work. And I go back to the Rams, for example. What the Rams did against the Bears, where that guy's not good. Jared Goff's not good. And what they do to make him look way better than what he is are the things that I would have loved to have seen Matt Nagy done with Mitchell Trubisky, or now with Foles, although he's less athletic than what Mitch is. So if you get to the point where, well, we've changed the play caller for a couple of weeks and that doesn't work, that means that there's a fundamental flaw in one of the things that you brought him in here to do, and that's make the offense better.
So I will still be floored if Matt Nagy's fired after this season. When you're talking about getting coaches together, he's got 2 years left on his deal, right? Signed a 5-year deal. He's been here 3 years. We'll see what they finish with this year, a 12-win season, an 8-win season. And then, as you mentioned, a bottom 5 offensive line and a bottom 5 quarterback situation. He's not a miracle worker. And so I personally will still be shocked if he's fired at the end of this year. And then I got another prediction for you guys. And I think this could be something that drives Bears fans absolutely insane tonight
on social media.
In a little laser show. But I think Matt Nagy's still going to have his play sheet.
Like, oh, he would definitely have his play sheet. He'll hold it, and he'll be involved in those conversations. What we don't know,
and he's going to be covering his mouth.
Yes,
it's going to be very tough to tell whether or not he actually gave up the play calling. Is my point.
Well, how about this, Danny?
He's talking to Foles. He's talking into it. He's covering his mouth. It still says BU. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's going to look very, very similar to how it's looked in the past tonight. Whereas I think a lot of Bears fans are hoping, focus on the game. Be Mike Tomlin. Be the CEO who oversees everything, and you never have your head in a play sheet. You're watching the game, and you're managing the game. Like, I think that's what Bears fans are expecting, and I personally will be very surprised if he actually physically doesn't have a play sheet in his hands.
Well, this morning, Nagy told Josh Liss and Pat Cassidy, and I love hearing Pat Cassidy ask football questions.
Yeah.
Just hearing that voice and that just kind of news radio smoothness talking football makes me smile. But Nagy said he's going to be more motivational, that he's going to be walking around kind of getting in people's ears, talking to people and keeping the vibe up and all of that. So I think we will see some of that. But Danny, for sure, man, he's going to be holding his play sheet and he's going to be covering his mouth. And there could be moments when he overrules Bill Lazor and says, I'm still the head coach, because he's getting used to this. And he might not tell us. Nobody might tell us. We might never find out about stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think you're also, like, just like prediction time, and Speaks, we'll spend plenty of time on it today. I think that players after the game are going to say that they didn't notice a difference. Like, Jimmy Graham met the media last week, and he was like, oh, really? Nagy's giving up plays?
I don't watch the news, he said.
Yeah, like, the only guy who should know is that it might be a different voice actually communicating it in Nick Foles' headset to him. And so, I mean, Foles will obviously be able to speak to some differences, but it's a huge change. And I was off Friday when the news was made, but it's fascinating. I'm with you, Lawrence. Like, it's a big moment in Matt Nagy's coaching career and for the season, and it is a borderline must-win game because it's been a 3-game losing streak, but it hasn't been within the division, right? And the Vikings have a 2-game winning streak, and it has come within the division. So, like, this is a massively significant game for will they or won't they make the playoffs for the 2020 Bears. But my gut feeling is things are not going to look that much different tonight. And whatever does look different will be a product of personnel and opponent personnel as opposed to the guy actually speaking to Nick Foles. That's
well, I'm okay with that. Like, I don't need any window dressing stuff to make me feel better. And I imagine that Lazor probably called stuff out throughout the week. So I'm not going to give the players the out of, really? That's something that's different. Clearly, you guys were working through this during practice throughout the week, too. And then when you got to Friday, he was able to say it. He should have his play sheet with him. He's still the head coach of the team, and he's still the person who designed the offense. So I want him to have his play sheet. But the thing that Speak said to me is might be a more valuable use of his time, where if the offense comes over, he's not already thinking about the next sequence of plays. He can just talk to Nick Foles and be like, hey, man, on that play, you missed Mooney. And the reason that you missed him is because you didn't trust your offensive line. I need you to stay in that pocket a half a second longer to make that throw. I think he'll be better equipped to assess what's happening with his offense instead of staying in his play sheet and keeping it there, worrying about what the next set of downs is going to be.
Well, now with Lazor tagged in, you know, we will see. You like that one, Lazor tagged?
That was
anybody?
This is what we got for the next 3 hours and 50 minutes.
I'm almost done. I mean, Lazor focused, Lazor tag, freaking Lazor calls. But, you know, it's how far are you going to go with this? But here's the thing. Nagy said last week that he's still going to be the guy installing the offense and doing the game plan during the week. He was still that guy. So now it's just play calling. But we'll see if there's a pattern there. Do I have this right that at this point we don't even know who the offensive line is from left to right? Like, we're in the recently activated Eric Kush might be starting over Jermaine Ifedi spot right now. Like, we don't even know who's playing where and who's healthy, correct?
That is 100% yeah. Correct. That's
like,
why
we're Kush at center.
That's a great way to go in, I think, to an NFL game. You know, I think for a team.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Which second stringer, which third stringer, which couch guys, which seventh round guys in their second career game are going to be playing where? That's a real good way to go into a game.
Well, I'll tell you
who won't be.
Max Rustifer.
That's right. It will not be Max Rustifer.
Should be.
But there will be a Bears fan wearing a Rustifer jersey tonight during the game. This hero, this legend, this person who should be in a Hall of Fame somewhere, Patrick Lang, at I'm Not Really Sure on Twitter, bought an orange Rustifer 67 customized Bears jersey.
Well, yeah, I was getting customized. Thank you. Like, you didn't get it for the
just
actual.
Just in case you weren't sure, that's not his name. His name is Mustafer.
You had to throw
this
in.
Guy made it Rustifer. Okay?
Customized. He's like, well, yeah, sure. Well, I found a Rustifer jersey and at Play It Again Sports. I found a used Rustifer jersey.
I'm so happy. When quarantine ends, Patrick Lang, I'm not really sure on Twitter. We're hanging out. First beers on me. I love that listener. I love that guy. Rustifer for president. Let's go.
For life.
For
what
life.
Are you guys going to do today beyond have Tanny do all sorts of laser stuff?
Pew, pew. I think that's pretty much it.
Sounds entertaining.
I have a Mark Burley Hall of Fame take that's just going to set the world on fire. I'm sure Parkins will allow it to be squeezed into the final 2 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour, something like that.
It's going to be big. We've got Olin Krutz at 3, Pete Bursich at 3:40. We will stop in 3 NFL cities that interest us, including Arizona, because, my goodness gracious.
The Desert Dachshund does it again!
Kyler to Hopkins was incredible at 4 o'clock. Mark Grody will join us at the very end of the show for the latest possible scene setter. Who is the offensive line? Are the people there holding up the D and the fence sign? You know, important things like that. And we're getting you ready for Monday Night Football, Lawrence.
Sounds like a winner, boys. Have yourself some fun today, and hopefully we're all having fun tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.